This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I can guess, Jimmy, the reason you're playing Woolly Bully, which I think is actually a 60s song, Solana. You had thought the other day he was playing a Busboy song, which was from the 80s. I think Woolly Bully is from the 60s. But I can extrapolate here. On this day in 1982, Fast Times at Ridgemont High was released to theaters, and they played this song at the prom. Is that correct, Jimmy?
I guess.
You mean to tell me you just randomly picked Woolly Bully to play?
It's a good song. That's why I picked it. But it's
no.
Yeah, it has
get
to do
out
with
of here.
Stop really. It. Is he lying, Solana?
Yeah.
Is that, you Woolly picked Bully. This song at random, or you picked it because Fast Times was released on this date?
I did it because of Fast Times.
No, he didn't.
I can't tell. I don't understand why he wouldn't acknowledge that the first time.
No, he did. He knows you love that movie, Hawk, and he probably randomly chose this song of all the other songs in the soundtrack, but
the soundtrack is such a banging soundtrack. This is the worst song. Like, this was kind of a throwaway in the prom. There's such great song. You should have played all songs from Fast Times at Ridgemont High today. My fault.
Never.
But I like the effort, Jimmy. If it was indeed effort, I don't know if that was just dumb luck or. Because why would you play Woolly Bully? Why would you pick a song from the 60s if it wasn't because of Fast Times?
It's a great song.
It is a great song, but it's a song from the 60s. You know how long ago that was?
Yeah.
Because we don't normally play songs that are
60 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know when he's lying or telling the truth, honestly.
I don't know if he knows. Did you play that because of Fast Times or not?
Yes, I did.
I don't know if I believe him. I don't know.
His voice is always the same. No,
one of the
yes.
10 best movies of all time. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Hawk, man, you always go overboard. Good movie.
Made in the 60s?
1982.
Well, one of the top 10 best movies made in 1982, maybe.
No, of all time.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Is that when that little thin girl gets out the pool?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ridiculous.
And I liked Fast Times. That was one of the movies, the great rare movie. 80s movie that you told me was one of the greatest movies of all time. And I went back and I watched it. I did that with various movies. I liked Fast Times. I laughed. I thought it was entertaining.
Great movie.
But I could name 30 comedies funnier than Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes. If Step Brothers is on there, then it's immediately disqualified. Your entire list.
Hawk's nostalgic, Solana. Is there anything?
I am nostalgic. This movie happens to be great, not because of nostalgia.
Not like you have a Fletcher jersey on. That's a good movie.
That's a good movie. That is a good movie.
Who wears a Fletcher jersey in 2025?
Yeah. Times were better when Fletch was the top movie at the box office. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't think I've ever seen Fletch.
I don't know if you'd like it. It's because you have to buy into the Chevy Chase vibe, and it's like don't get Chevy Chase.
I'm not a big Chevy Chase guy. I got to be honest. What's the movie where he's in Vegas with his family? Vegas family vacation.
Vacation. Just vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. They have a vacation. They have Vegas vacation. They have European vacation. They have Christmas vacation.
The casino, the little cheap casino scene. Come on, Solana.
That's funny. War. Guess the number I'm thinking
of.
That's funny, man. That's funny. But the original vacation is great when they're traveling out to see Wally World. Mm. Then they rebooted it with Christina Applegate and who's the guy from Andy Bernard from The Office. Yeah,
little silly fella.
Yeah. Another debate I'm having on Instagram right now. Andy Slater had Instagrammed out a picture of his meal on American Airlines. He flies first class all the time, and he's got sliders and fries. I think we had talked about this where they're starting to add like some fast food options. But I noticed that the sliders were on pretzel buns. So I messaged him and I'm like, are those pretzel buns? And he said, yeah. And I said, biggest fraud ever perpetrated on America. It's one of them. It's one of them. The Girl Scout cookies, a miniature golf, sweet potato fries. But these pretzel buns, what are we doing here? A bun. Like a bun is fine. It's my whole take on French fries. Like French fries are fine. I don't need you to make them sweet potato fries. Like why would you improve on something that's perfect? A bun is delicious. Like the bun is so great. I didn't ask for a pretzel. A pretzel's a thing unto itself.
Well, Hug is a food. It's a mashup.
And mashups are fine, but this isn't a mashup. The bun is gone. It's a pretzel now. You know what I mean? Like it's like mashups, you get a little bit of this and a little bit of that. They got the Oreos, Reese's peanut butter cup mashups right now. So you get a little bit of each. The pretzel bun, it's a bun or a pretzel. It's not both.
If you like pretzels and burgers, now you have a little bit. It's like surf and turf. You know, I like steak and lobster, so let's put them together.
Right, but I don't want, if I'm having a steak sandwich, I don't want a lobster bun. It doesn't translate that easily.
Oh, what's your ideal?
Pretzels are overpowering.
What's your ideal bun? Because I don't know, like I like a brioche bun every now and then. Sometimes I like the sesame seed bun. And I really like when they mix it up. They give me the ciabatta roll.
The ciabatta roll is not a bun. Okay. It's not a bun. It's a roll.
No, I mean, it is a bun because it's being used as a bun.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. If I put two slices of meat in between two tires, those tires are not immediately buns. They're still tires. Like, just because I'm using them as a bun makes no sense. I think a pretzel, the flavor of a good pretzel is overpowering. So if I'm having a slider, well, now you're denigrating the slider. For the pretzel. And I don't understand it. I will never understand a pretzel bun. It doesn't make any sense to me.
And you know what? This sesame seed bun, that's silly to me. It doesn't add any flavor or anything to anything.
It's sprinkles. It's exactly what I'm telling you. It's for it's for a little bit of texture because a baby needs to be able to pay attention to their food. So look, it's got fun things on it. It adds nothing. And you know what? It really kicks up my diverticulitis.
Like, tell you old.
You get one of those seeds in your digestive tract. Holy mackerel, that diverticulitis be flaring before you know it. Next thing you know, they're going to want to make a bun out of chopped liver. I'm going to get the gout.
You guys are just plain, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. I didn't mean that as a criticism, but you don't like the pretzel bun for some reason. You don't it's like the stupid sesame bun because of your diverticulitis.
I do like a sesame bun, but it's a waste of sesame seeds.
Yeah.
Why?
It doesn't add anything. It's no
fun. It does. Texture. It adds texture.
Why do you need texture to your burger?
Well, why don't you need texture to your burger? Sometimes I just want the regular brioche bun. That's fine. But sometimes I want the texture on my bun.
So you're telling me there's beef, there's cheese, there's lettuce, there's onions, there's pickles, there's tomatoes. I need a sesame seed as well?
Yeah, different type of bread. Sure.
In other words, why are you craving a sesame seed on top of all that? What if I said to you,
it's good,
we don't have seeded buns, but I can put 8 sesame seeds on your double cheeseburger. You'd like that?
Well, not now. I think you're just being a little ridiculous. I mean, that sounds ridiculous.
When's the last time you ate sesame seeds out of a cup?
Last night.
What?
Actually, I think they're sunflower seeds. But sesame seeds do sound delicious. I just don't want it weighted down by the bun. I just want some seeds.
What about like a Texas toast?
Ooh, a Frisco melt.
Love a burger on Texas toast.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hawaiian roll?
The best. It's the absolute best roll ever created. Speaking of, I heard Jonah... Because you sent us the pronunciation, him pronouncing it, and he says, take Hawaii, replace the H with an S, so it becomes Savainaya.
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 Yeah.
Savainaya.
Savainaya. Hawaii.
This is your Hawaii.
Hawaii.
This is your training camp report. Savainaya. I'm looking for it because I was going to...
Savainaya.
Savainaya.
You'll hear that from people a lot. Like, oh, I'm going to Hawaii. It's Hawaii. Like,
yeah. Okay. You know, there are people who get cutesy with that. They're like, oh my God, I can't wait. 3 weeks from now, we're going to Hawaii. You're like, where? Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Have you seen, what's that new with Aquaman? Chief of War or something like that?
No idea.
Oh, it's a movie on like Apple TV. That Samoan language is beautiful. It's soothing.
But you have to be Samoan. You know what I mean? Because you sound silly if you're white and you're talking in that Samoan accent.
So I got that akuka ta hamata ta haba.
Well, you just sound like Nell.
Satumba ta taba chikape waite in the wind.
Savainaya.
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 Vaina.
Is it cheap?
Your training camp reports are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Did you say something, Jimmy? I had switched away from my video monitor and I thought I heard you say something.
No, it's all right. Is it called Chief of War, Crowder?
Yeah, Chief of War. Good show.
I don't get all those streaming services you guys do.
I got Sabainaya. Cable. I got every streaming. I got cable. I got my. I probably spend $4,000 a month on crap.
Got a streaming service, do you?
Yes.
David Fironas. By the way, speaking of training camp report, David Fironas tweeted out some video of Tua calling today a frustrating day for the Miami Dolphins offense and said just couldn't get anything going.
Yeah. He was really running for his life during 11 on 11. He had to scramble every single time.
And it was the starting O-line for the Dolphins? Like Patrick Paul was out there?
Yep. Austin Jackson.
Savai Inaya.
Daniels. Yeah, it was good on good. And it wasn't it was good on okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I watched Happy Gilmore 2. I don't know if you guys discussed Happy Gilmore 2 or not. Hawk, I know you were saying boring. You mentioned it a couple boring times this week. Yeah. I watched it on the plane to Uruguay, and I thought it was, and I'm on an island here. I realize I am. I thought it was fantastic. I really did. I thought it was what I expected it to be, which was silly, stupid, make all the references that I needed it to make, but it was an Adam Sandler movie. Like, I don't know what people were expecting. I thought it was great. I thought it hit everything I needed it to hit.
So my take on that, and we may have discussed it while you were out. I never watched it years ago, so it doesn't, like, there's nothing to it to me. You know what I mean? So yeah. To see a character that maybe you hadn't seen in 15 years or whatever. I finished last night. We finished Cobra Kai. Now, Lori, DJ, and I started watching Cobra Kai, the series on Netflix, which actually started on YouTube TV before YouTube TV was anything. It was like their first series. I was sharing a password with K-Raj in the loft at the QAM studios to watch the first season, no joke, of Cobra Kai. And we finished it finally last night. Now, this is 40 years after Karate Kid. I was in high school with Karate Kid. That movie was a sensation. Like, people saw it, you know, a dozen times. And the way I felt at the end of Cobra Kai is probably how you felt watching Happy Gilmore, which is you got to see all these characters and references and storylines tied up and whatever, because it meant something to you like Cobra Kai did to me. Like, I finished Cobra Kai last night. I mean, I was quelling. I couldn't have loved it more. The references, I got them from 40 years ago. I knew the same lines that they were doing. It was just terrific. I didn't have that feeling with Happy Gilmore. It was boring to me because I had just seen the movie like 3 months earlier. And right. So like I hadn't been sitting around waiting for an update of it.
They literally just brought up everything you remember from the first movie and did it again.
Yeah, but people had missed it. What had it been? 15 years? 20 yep. years?
More. I think Happy Gilmore came out in the mid-90s, man. Yeah. It's been 30-plus years.
Wow. The fight, when him and Shooter fought, it was just everybody from the last movie. The Mr. lady, the lady that fell out the window, whatever. Like they just wanted you to remember the first Happy Gilmore. It was a reminder of Happy Gilmore 1.
You guys watching... Hard Knocks, the Buffalo Bills.
So I have no interest in it. Are you?
I watched the first one.
Episode, yeah, last night.
Terrible, terribly boring.
But why? Why?
Last night was the second episode.
Was the second, but I'm saying I watched the first one last night and then I fell asleep 7 minutes into the second one, which probably doesn't help my case here. But
well, Crowder was saying there's no big personalities on that team.
There's no personalities. Deion Dawkins, the lineman. But you can tell it's all manufactured. Like, his kids don't drift.
Like, that was bizarre to me.
It's like, weird.
Like, Paul Walker, Vin Diesel. Like, what do you mean you're taking us to drift? Who are you?
And y'all know how I feel about this DeMar Hamlin. Hey, buddy.
Oh, come on, man.
You're not good at
part of it.
They keep bringing, he has Jesus devotionals because he almost died. No, I don't care. Go play safety.
They haven't.
Such a
great they
story.
Haven't
I don't
focused.
Understand. I don't understand people not caring about that story.
It's a great story, but why do I have to see him? He's not good at football.
But it's a great story, though.
I know. And now he's hanging out, going to show. He's going to these award ceremonies.
He should be. The guy died on the field. We watched him. We watched him get resuscitated.
I died on Friday night. Played Saturday. 13 tackles, 2 sacks.
Debatable.
2 sacks?
This is college. I was good in college. Yeah. I was good in college.
I was going to say, I don't know. I think you remember that.
Let's do headlines real quick, because Crowder's got to get out of here, first of all. He's in Detroit, and he's got to get to Indianapolis. That shrimp cocktail is calling him. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Durrell VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a pretzel bun.
Craters.
Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Durrell VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
If you're just joining us and you saw Chop Robinson was carted off, Chop Robinson posted on his Instagram account, nothing serious, y'all. So basically,
that happens to be really good news. Because that would have been bad.
I'll tell you what's going to be impressive is this Chubb healthy and Jalen Phillips healthy. Those are two large human beings.
The Dolphins are going to have joint practice again tomorrow. Tyreek Hill didn't practice today. Jalen Waddle was limited. No Jalen Phillips today either. There are a couple guys who didn't practice. Elijah Campbell was back out there today for the Miami Dolphins. The Marlins are in action tonight. They'll play game 2 of a 3-game series on the road versus the Cleveland Guardians. Yuri is on the mound tonight, 6:40 p.m. and Inter Miami.
No, don't ignore the big baseball news. Don't move on to soccer if you're going to ignore the big baseball news.
What's that, Hawk? What's the big baseball news? The Red Sox are playing? What's going on?
Joking.
What happened? What's the big baseball news?
Come on, headline guy.
Oh, you're talking about the minor league baseball news?
Oh, goodness
gracious. The big baseball news, sure.
Matt Mervis is reportedly signing with the Arizona Diamondbacks organization.
Yeah. Merv Papa. I love it when you call me Merv Papa.
Minor leagues.
Let's go, Mervis. Man, so how do you turn your back on that guy? What a nice guy he was to us. You just turned your back. You're true colors, man.
Hunk.
True colors.
Mervis and DeMar Hamlin. You got to be good at your sport for me to really like you.
I thought we were ride or die. We've been doing this 10 years together, man. I can't wait to see what you say.
Mervis.
So how do we find out about his career now?
We got to find out who he signs with, and then we just start flooding them with requests for hats and all that stuff.
Okay.
Requests for hats.
You know, this Jacksonville jumbo shrimp.
Hey, they missed the boat. Missed the boat on us.
Bunch of bums, these guys.
Yeah, they totally missed the boat on us.
Uh-oh.
All right. Drake Callender has been sent to Charlotte.
Oh, he will report to AAA Reno Aces.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Boom.
Well, let's see what the Reno Aces.
You got to go.
You can go over there. Here we go.
They're texting me. I don't want to get left in Detroit.
I was going to say, I don't. Your team is going to wait for you if you're not there on the bus.
Don't leave me here, please.
Reno Aces. Oh, they got a good handle on Twitter. @Aces.
Aces.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. I like their logo too. All right, I could buy in. I could buy into the Aces.
You're in now? Oh, you guys flip flop. It's unbelievable.
I'm in. Nobody wants to root on the Mervis militia by themselves, Hawk. I mean, you need more than one guy to make it a militia.
Well, yeah, you're the guys who bailed.
All right, I'll jump back in. If it could potentially lead to a free hat, I'll I'll jump back in.
Tell you what, they got a big one tonight against the Chihuahuas.
Where are the Chihuahuas from?
El Paso.
That makes sense. All right, let me update our Mervis militia graphic with a Reno Aces hat.
Please.
And let's get to work.
I just followed them on Twitter.
Okay.
I encourage everyone else in South Florida to do the same.
Perfect. You're sure he's going to the Reno Aces?
Going to the Reno Aces. Today happens to be a Wild Wednesday in Reno. They've partnered with Wild 102.9 to offer $10.29 infield reserve tickets. So use the coupon code WILD. You want to check out Matt Mervis and the Reno Aces tonight.
How far from Vegas is Reno?
I don't know. I've never been to Reno. But that's going to change.
Reno distance from Las Vegas. Ooh, 7 hours?
What do you got? You on walking? You on the walk? You on walking? Put it on by car.
I'm doing the car. 7 hours. How big is Nevada? Is Nevada a big state?
It's like 7 hours from top to bottom.
No, I think it might be a little bit more because Vegas to Reno is 7 hours in car. That's crazy. All right, never mind. I think I'm out again, Hawk.
Really, you're out.
I assumed Nevada. We're headed to Vegas, you know? But, I mean, this Reno's next to Sacramento.
But Reno is America's greatest little city or something like that. You'll recognize the the little city sign when you see it.
Okay. I don't know. It's not even near. It's not even near anything we talked about today. It's not near Phoenix. It's not near the the Grand Canyon.
The it's biggest just, little city in the world. You've never heard that before? You've never seen the big arch that leads into Reno?
No. I know so Reno 911,
like,
but
it's like it's like the miniest of mini Vegases because gambling is legal in Nevada.
Okay.
But Vegas is way down south, and right. Now that you know that Nevada's a big state,
mm-hmm.
they tried to create kind of a Vegas in Reno. So it's like
okay.
a tiny little...
Okay, all right. You're selling Vegas. Me. You're selling me on it.
I've never been. I always wanted to go.
Well, now we have an excuse.
Yeah.
Let's go Aces.
Because I think they have like a Caesar's Palace there. It's got four rooms. It's a bed and breakfast.
Well, they've got an airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'm in.
I'm Look back, at that. I'm Jimmy, back in. You in? You still in the Mervis militia?
I'm in.
All right. You want to go to Reno?
Sure.
All right. You got a passport?
Don't need one.
That's correct. Nice job.
All done, Jimmy. All right, your weather, 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. And we're headed to Reno, baby. I mean, what a great day.
Listen, Matt Mervis is going to be jacking home runs in Reno. Why shouldn't we be there?
All right,
anything else?
I think that's about it.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So big news, Solana mentioned in the headlines, was that Chop Robinson was carted off today. I think everybody kind of held their breath. He has Instagrammed out that he's fine, so that's good news there. Doesn't change. I read it earlier in the show. This Nick Baumgartner, who writes about the Lions for The Athletic, he had three tweets in a row that made me, as a Dolphins fan, very concerned. And I told you in the last segment, I saw on David Furonis's Twitter, said, yeah, they just couldn't get anything going today. It was a bad day. Nick Baumgartner had tweeted out these three successive tweets. Lions just out everything the Dolphins for 2 hours out here. As lopsided a joint NFL practice as I've ever seen. Then Amon-Ra St. Brown just caught about every target thrown at him, including a crazy sideline TD where he caught it one-handed and pinned it to the DB's head before ripping it away and scoring a touchdown. Dominant day for Detroit. And then his final tweet was, biggest takeaway for me is that Detroit's first defense looks legit. Miami did nothing offensively in the red zone. In team, nothing. This was the best the Lions offenses looked in a practice, and it's no coincidence they didn't have to take reps versus their own D today. And I did read also in the Palm Beach Post, Zach Wilson tosses three interceptions on his first three passes.
No.
Yeah, Palm Beach Post says, Zach Wilson tosses three interceptions on first three passes. The 7-on-7 portion of practice is not going well early for backup quarterback Zach Wilson. Wilson threw interceptions on his first three passes as the Dolphins receiver struggled with getting open against the Lions defense. The receivers also had several drops.
That's not good.
So, just sounds like one of those joint practice days where one team looked like they're a Super Bowl contender, which Detroit is, and the other team maybe didn't look like they're a Super Bowl contender, which is what Miami is. As good as I think they actually are, you've never heard me say they're a Super Bowl contender.
You have not.
I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender, but I do think they're a lot better than people are giving them credit for.
You have you have not taken that leap just yet to Super Bowl contender, but you've been close. Like you think this team can compete with Super Bowl contenders.
I mean, compete, yeah. Yeah, I think they have a very talented offense, and I think Mike McDaniel's a really creative coach. And I'm not going to get fooled, first of all, in preseason and joint practices when Tyreek and Jalen Waddle aren't there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of a big deal. Secondly, when I say compete, I mean, you need to be able to score points, and I think they can do so. And I believe Tua is a lot better than many people give him credit for. And, you know, I just think people are sleeping on the team, and I know it's very easy to kind of jump on and, oh, they had a terrible joint practice and this and that. I just don't think they're as bad as I think many people are expecting like an epic disaster of a season. We talked with Will Manso in the last hour, and he was saying, hey, they don't make the playoffs, that could be the end of Mike McDaniel. That I agree with, by the way, because they are too good not to make the playoffs. But I do think making the playoffs and winning a playoff game would be enough for Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer to keep their jobs.
I guess the question is,
that's the progression.
At the end of the season, if they do or they don't make the playoffs, you would have to be able to say, okay, they didn't because of what? Was it because of the head coach? He wasn't good enough to get them to the playoffs? Or if they did, then you'd have to be able to figure out, okay, was it because the talent got them there? or was it because their head coach propelled them into a position to be good enough? Like, at a certain point, that determination is going to have to be made. And Hawk, you read Nick Baumgartner's tweets. I read today Colton Pouncey, who covers the Detroit Lions for The Athletic as well. And he tweeted out, that was the most lopsided joint practice I've ever seen. Lions dominated both sides. And then Mike Payton, who writes for A to Z Payton, he's a Lions beat writer, he tweets out, either the Dolphins are really bad or the Lions are just a juggernaut. Not a great day for Miami. So I read those three tweets and I say, what the hell is going on with this team?
But it is one joint practice.
Correct. I perhaps allowed my emotions to get the best of me, but I'm just sick of that, where I'm expecting this team, fourth year under Mike McDaniel, going into a situation where they're the ones saying they have to prove they want to get tougher and they can hang with these teams. Like, they're the ones kind of making this a big deal. And the synopsis is that they got laughed off the field again. So I got frustrated. But to your point, no Tyreek, Waddle's limited, no Jalen Phillips. Like, this isn't the team we're going to see September 7th when they open up against Indianapolis.
Looking at the Hard Rock app. So the win total for the Dolphins is 8.5, but under is -185. It's a huge favorite. Over 8.5 wins is +150. Oh, look at that. They've got a Fins Hub on the Hard Rock app.
Huh.
You go to Fins more Hub. NFL bet because they have a Bucks Hub, a Fins Hub, and a Jags Hub. Dolphins to reach the playoffs. No is -275.
Wow.
Yes is +220. Now, I think I would play that before I do season win total. And again, you can have 10 wins and still not make the playoffs, so I get it. But they are, I really believe they are playing for their careers. They're going to blow this thing up if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, this has, if they're not in playoff contention towards the end of the season, I mean, this has McDaniel fired, Greer fired, before the end of the season, written all over. If they're not in contention, if things go south quickly.
There's stage of elimination on the Fins Hub on the Hard Rock app. To miss the playoffs, -275. Eliminated in the wild card round, +375. That to me is a pretty good bet. Eliminated in the divisional round, +900. Eliminated in the conference round, +3,000.
Hey, if you think they're going to win a playoff game, I mean, these are pretty good odds.
I think they might get to a playoff game. I'm not necessarily certain they can win a playoff game. But if I do come to that conclusion, for them to get eliminated in the conference round, that's a nice little bet, +900.
It is. Yeah, I mean, if you think there's a chance, you're somebody out there, some people were very upset with my tweet that my expectations have been tempered significantly. If you think that this team has legitimately a chance to go out and make some noise, there's some good odds in your favor right now if you want to bet them. Some very, very good odds.
Dolphins right now, for Saturday, if this means anything to you, Dolphins are 3.5-point favorites over the Lions. I was 0-for-3 betting preseason football last week, and I'm sure I'll be something of the sort this week. Solana has updated our Mervis Militia graphic to have the hat of the Reno Aces.
Mm-hmm.
Any Reno Aces bets on the Hard Rock app? Because usually it's only East Coast minor league ball.
But we're gonna have to reach out to the Hard Rock.
Take it back. AAA West. Let's go. Let's take a look here.
Baseball.
Sugar Lane Skeeters, huh? Huh. Wonder what that logo looks like. Reno Aces are -105 tonight, hosting the El Paso Chihuahuas. They're -125. Game doesn't start till 9:30. Where can I watch that, Jimmy?
MLB app. If you have the, yeah, if you have MLB.TV and you follow, no, if you, your favorite team is the Diamondbacks, they'll show you the affiliates.
Mm. What do I have to pay for? MLB.TV?
Yes, unless you have T-Mobile.
How much does that cost?
I would say maybe, well, they had a special, but not anymore. I say about like $150.
$150?
It could be less than that since we're halfway, so they might give you a 50% off discount.
It's not a bad deal. You get to watch all these minor league games for $150. It's a pretty solid deal.
Who wants to watch that crap?
I want to watch the Skeeters.
Well, that's on Jimmy's OnlyFans. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming next. We'll get you caught up on headlines, talk more Dolphins as well. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.